In today's Mishnah, it's from the 5th and 6th Mishnah, from the 2nd Perek of Masecht Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah begins, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shal Rabbi Yishmael et Rabbi Yeshua kishu ma'alchem ederech. Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yeshua as they were walking together. Amar Lo said to him, Mipnei ma asru giminat goyim, why is it that non-Jewish cheeses are forbidden to us? We're not concerned that the milk came from a non-kosher animal, otherwise it wouldn't have been turned into cheese. It's scientifically not possible. So Amar Lo, his response was, Mipnei shemaydim no tobe keva shel nevela. So we explained yesterday that keva means a stomach, but really what they would do is the agent they would use to trigger this cheese-making process came from the milk that was partially digested that was found in an animal after it had been slaughtered in its stomach. And the animal here says, and that came from a nevela, meaning this animal wasn't shechted properly. So Amar Lo, the Rabbi Shmuel didn't accept that answer. Valo kevat, let's look at a kevat ola. This is, again, referring to that part of it, this milk that's found in the stomach, of a korban ola, an offering. And that's clearly chamura mikeva nevela, meaning the prohibition is associated with a korban ola. You're not allowed to drive any benefit from it, unlike a nevela, which you can. The amru, and what the chachamim say, kohen shadato yafeh, meaning a kohen that isn't disgusted by these things, sorfa chaya, he can simply eat it as long as this animal wasn't heated up or cooked. He can just take it and eat it. So there's no prohibition there. Velo hodulo, this is a side point, that, meaning they didn't ideally allow someone to do that, meaning to take the chalav, the milk that's found in the kever of an ola. Aval amru, nonetheless, they said, einahinim, meaning lachili, a kohen wouldn't be able to take these mostly digested milk from the stomach of the animal, but nonetheless, lo mo'alim, the prohibition of mi'ilah would not be violated, meaning you did not violate a Torah prohibition against from deriving benefit from the korban, because this mostly digested milk is considered perish ba'alma, it's considered almost like waste. So clearly in our situation, what's wrong with taking this keva, this milk found in the keva, from a nevela and use it to make cheese? Sa chazar amalo, no, mipnei shamin oto bekevat egle avodah zarah. What did they do? Rather, it's not that it was from a nevela, rather they took it from that was used for idol worship. Again, milk found in the stomach of an egel, this calf that was used as an offering. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Shmuel questions that reasoning as well. Imken, lama lo asru habana. If it was used as part of a avodah zarah, the cheese that's been produced from it should not just be prohibited from consumption, but also from deriving any benefit. And in yesterday's Mishnah, so the Chachamim remained that you can derive benefit from it, meaning you'll be able to sell it. So hisiu lo ladavar acher. What he did is Rabbi Yeshua changed the conversation. Now, why did he change the conversation? That is because he was resisting and revealing the true reason, of which we'll explain soon. Why so? That is because it was a new gezeirah. And in general, when they implemented a new gezeirah, a new rabbinic decree, they would not reveal the full reason or the reason in the first 12 months, because they needed to stick. I mean, the gezeirah being new, if they would reveal the full reasoning, there'll be people around that would start questioning it and picking at it and trying to degrade it and jeopardize the adoption of this gzeira. So therefore he changed the conversation, but still the conversation you see somewhat relates. Yishmael achi, heyach ata koreh. How do you read the following pasuk? Ki dovim dodecha miyayin, or ki dovim dodayich? How do you understand? Do you read it as dodecha or dodayich? Meaning is it lashon zachar or lashon nekeva? So Amar Lo, he says no, ki dovim dodayich. In other words, it's dodayich means your love is better than wine, it's in lashon nekeva. So in other words, what's the difference if it's in the masculine or feminine sense? And here Rabbi Shmuel says in the feminine sense, meaning he's saying that who is doing the talking? If it's in Zachar, meaning it's Dodecha, it's as if Knesset Israel is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or is it Lashon Nekeva, that Hashem is speaking to Knesset Israel? So he says what? Rabbi Shmuel says Lashon Nekeva, so that it's Hashem saying it to Knesset Israel. I mean, it's in the feminine tense. So he could have Dodayich. Amar Lo, hina davar ken. That's not true. Shachaveiro melamed alav. He says you've got to read the rest of the pasuk. Lo reach shmanecha, again lashon zachar in the masculine sense, intense. Reach shmanecha tovim, that the fragrance of your wine is tovim, is also good. What difference does it make? The fact that it's in lashon zachar means that Am Yisrael is saying to Hashem that your dodecha, your love, is better than us in wine. What's the drash on that? How do we expound that pasuk? That means that he's saying that the gzeirot and takanot, the chachamim, decreed, are better to us, more beloved to us, than the yeina shel Torah, meaning the ikar of Torah itself. What Rabbi Shur was hinting to Rabbi Shmuel, he says, you should mekabel with love the gzeirot of Chazal, and other, as implied by the pasuk, even if you don't know the full reasoning now. What is the full reasoning? The Gemara says, it is now long after the original Gezerah, That is because they used to actually use not just the milk inside, they actually used the or hakeva. They used to use the pieces of the stomach as a starter for their cheeses. Importantly, it was from a nevela. To explain, if it was just from an animal that was shechted properly, the way Kathy explains it here, this wouldn't be isur of basar v'chalav per se. Why? Because they're not being cooked together and there's no tam, no flavor from the lining of the stomach that's being used as a starter being imparted in the cheese itself. You wouldn't taste it. It's important here that they used to use the stomachs from animals that weren't given a proper shechita, so they're considered nevela. Now, even though, again, there's no tam being parted across, since the stomach of this nevela is not kosher, it's asur, and it's used as a ma'amid, it affects a change in this milk to turn it into cheese, then it doesn't really matter if there's no taste being transferred across, it would still be considered asur. In other words, to summarize, why is a cheese of non-Jews asur in the end? Why did they make a gzeira at the time to make non-Jewish cheeses asur? Is because they used to use the stomachs of animals that weren't shechted properly as this agent to create the cheeses. Let's get down to the Mishnah Vav. Elvrim shel goyim asurim v'enisrim hanal. So certain things belong to Jews that are forbidden. We're not allowed to eat them, but there's no prohibition to our benefit. First is chalav shechalavo goy v'enisroehu. This refers to chalav akum, as we're familiar with it, meaning milk of a non-Jew that was milked, but and it wasn't supervised by a Jew. The concern is they may have mixed other milk from non-kosher animals into the mixture. V'apat v'shemen shalehem. Bread, non-Jewish bread, pat akum, and shemen, also the oil. Why? That was gzeira mishum chatanot. Bread is a fundamental part of the meal. And the concern is if we could eat their breads, it would end up the Jews and non-Jews eating together and come to intermarriage. And mishum chatanot, because of the concern of the intermarriage, they said pat akum is not allowed. If it's pat nachtum, it's from a baker, that's when there's sort of wriggle room. Halachically, if there's a shat, the chak, if there's exceptional circumstances, there might be grounds to permit that. But we're referring to pat akum in general. But Rebbe Beit Dinot, when it came to oil, Shetiru Shemen. Why? Because that prohibition of using Shemen Akum never really got off the ground, and there's a principle that Ein Gozrim Gzeira Ala Tzibur Elim Ken Rov Tzibur Yecholim Lamod Bo, that you don't put a decree on the Klal Yisrael if the majority of people can't adopt it. Therefore, the Rebbe and his Beit Din, despite the fact they came after that original Gzeira, they saw that it wasn't being adopted, and they used that as principles grounds to annul that decree. Ushlakot, he refers to Bishul Akum, so food that was cooked by a non-Jew, even if it's kosher, even if it's, we know for sure that it was Jewish kelim, all the ingredients are fine, bishul akum, again, that's due to the same gzer mishum chatnut, out of concern that will result in intermarriage, much like we've seen with pat and shemen. Ukvashim, shedakun letoli yain v'chometz. And this refers to foods that is pickled, that they would add wine or vinegar, but you don't know if it's been added or not, that's asur, you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not asur bahana'a. If you do know wine's been added, that's a debate in the Gemara. I'll leave that for your own further study. But tarit trufa, this refers to small fish that has been chopped up. The concern is if it's all hashed up, then we don't know if non-kosher fish were added to it. Therefore, a Jew cannot eat it. But sir and their brine, she'en ba daga kilbit shotetet bo. Daga kilbit is a small fish that would readily swim in brine of kosher fish, but not non-kosher fish. So in other words, if you had this brine, there was no fish in it, all you have is fish brine, and you don't see this dug katan of a kilbit swimming in it, you have to be concerned that maybe it's a brine from, mixed into it is brine from non-kosher fish. The chilak, this refers to a small fish that's a kosher fish, but in its early stages it doesn't have fins and scales, and it develops over time. The concern is if you buy this chilak from a goy, that it might have other non-kosher fish mixed into it that are also small, but all don't have fins and scales, and therefore would be non-kosher. The korat shel chiltid, this refers to a vegetable that's very harif, very sharp. Why can you buy it from them? The concern is it might have been cut up with a knife, a non-kosher knife that had fat of a nevela on it, and because it is sharp, it would noten tam, leshvach, it would be a positive flavor being added to this chiltid, and therefore it would be non-kosher. Next is melach hasal kontit. Melach hasal kontit is salt that they would mix with spices, and they would also sometimes mix in fat from pigs or non-kosher fish. So all these things, because we're concerned they might not be kosher, or some of them are due to a gzeira, we say, Hail Asurim, a Jew cannot eat from it. However, if it comes into their possession, Ein Isurim Isur Hana'a, one can derive benefit from it. For example, they can sell it or find other uses other than consumption. Those are Mishnah today.